Hello, radio readers. This is Jason Harper, a food and fiction connoisseur, as well as a solely self-proclaimed chef and author, coming to you from Hayes, Kansas. Today, I'll be talking about High Plains Public Radio's 2017 fall read, Food and Story, delivering part one of my four-part book bite about Five Quarters of the Orange, a novel by Joanne Harris. As per her MO in previous work, Harris includes quite a few food references and even some recipes in Five Quarters of the Orange. One recipe from this novel in particular that caught my attention is for an apple and dried apricot dessert. The recipe reads as follows. Beat the eggs and flour together with the sugar and melted butter until the consistency is thick and creamy. Add the milk little by little, beating all the time. The final consistency should be a thin batter. Rub a dish generously with butter and add the sliced fruit to the batter. Add cinnamon and allspice and put it into the oven at a medium temperature. When the cake has begun to rise, add brown sugar to the top and dot with butter. Bake until the top is crisp and firm to the touch. This recipe got me thinking that creating a great book just might be a bit the same as baking a delicious dessert. Let's look at Harris's recipe steps and then apply these steps to storytelling. In storytelling, we gather the best ingredients that we can find: eggs, flour, sugar, and butter. Characters, plots, subplots, and themes, then beat them together with exposition, characterization, and dramatic tension until they are all in a chaotic mess of a mixture. Adding in milk, the nourishment, is to feed the mixture to make the story grow. On the sentence level, spices like rhyme, alliteration, and assonance add a unique taste. To sweeten it all up, add a healthy dash of a love interest to the story. To sustain the mixture, the story needs anticipation. Imagery and motifs make it look pleasing to the eye. Pour all these ingredients into a dish, which perhaps could be thought of as the setting. And when the cake has begun to rise, add brown sugar to the top and dot with butter. This rise of the cake is the rise of the action in the story. And after the resolution, add some finishing touches, or the dust of brown sugar and a dot of butter. Then we readers finish eating it all up with the reading experience and feel satisfied that we just had our cake and ate it too. I'm Jason Harper from Hayes, Kansas for the High Plains Public Radio Readers Book Club. This has been part one of my four-part review of Five Quarters of the Orange, a novel by Joanne Harris, for our 2017 fall read, Food and Story. To find out more about the Radio Readers Book Club, visit hppr.org. Partial funding for the HPPR Radio Readers Book Club comes from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron and Lon Fromm of Colby. Readers, please thank them if you see them.
Swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed.